Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This evening, the weather across Israel is clear and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures, while Jerusalem is experiencing a cool and calm evening. A perfect night for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Times of Israel reports that Israel, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Iraq faced drone attacks. Iran-backed Houthis claim responsibility, targeting the Yanbu oil port. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports that the IDF eliminated Amro Abu Aresh, a terrorist tied to Hamas, involved in the release of an Israeli citizen. Also this hour, Trump told N12 that the U.S. is in deep talks with Iran. He warned of returning to military action if negotiations fail, according to the Jerusalem Post. Separately, from earlier today, the Australian Jewish News reports Jewish groups are condemning new platform changes by the Labour Party on Israel. And finally, in earlier reporting, a Jewish activist is highlighting ongoing discrimination against Jewish communities worldwide. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted less than an hour ago that Trump mentioned potential for a deal with Iran, noting their willingness to engage. Israel's foreign ministry, in a post from earlier today, criticized Antonio Guterres for ignoring Hamas's role in Gaza violence, suggesting he needs to reassess his stance. Belaz News reported an hour ago that Trump defended the F-35 sale to Turkey, dismissing Netanyahu's opposition, stating his autonomy in making such decisions. Let's go deeper, starting with the drone attacks. According to the Times of Israel, the drone incursions over several Middle Eastern countries highlight escalating tensions despite a recent lull in U.S.-Iran hostilities. The Houthis' claim to target vital infrastructure like the Yanbu oil port raises regional security concerns. This incident underscores the fragile stability in the area. Turning to the elimination of Amro Abu Aresh, Walla reports that this action by the IDF is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle militant networks planning attacks against Israel. Aresh was involved in high-level terror activities, including the release of an Israeli captive. This move signals Israel's continued focus on counter-terrorism operations. Meanwhile, Trump's comments about Iran, relayed by the Jerusalem Post, suggest a dual approach of diplomacy and potential military resolve. His statement comes amid fluctuating relations with Iran, impacting regional and global diplomatic dynamics. The outcome of these talks could influence future U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. On the diplomatic front, Jewish groups' condemnation of the Labour Party's new platform, as reported by the Australian Jewish News, reflects ongoing tensions over international perspectives on Israel. This development may affect relations between Jewish communities and political entities worldwide. Turning to business and markets. First, from Israel Hayom Business, Enigma, an Israeli startup focused on physical AI, completed a significant funding round of $71 million, showcasing the strength of Israeli innovation. Separately, Ynet Business reports that AI startup Dondi, founded by childhood friends, reached a multi-million dollar exit. The company expanded globally without initial venture capital. And finally, according to Globes, Israeli cybersecurity firm Cato Networks reported annual recurring revenue exceeding $415 million, marking a 42% growth. This highlights the robust growth in Israel's cybersecurity sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.